What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hi, everyone. It's Michelle Williams. I think most people can remember what they dreamt of being when they were young, or even have a dream that they'd love to go after. What if I told you that my next guest has the blueprint for achieving your dreams? That's next here on Checking In with Michelle Williams. When I was a child, my dream was to be an obstetrician gynecologist. That was my dream. Then I got to college and then I was like, it's going to take too much schooling. So I said, let me get into hospital administration. Then I changed my mind again and I ended up wanting to be in the criminal justice field. I knew I wanted to be a forensic psychologist or a prosecuting attorney, right? Totally working in the opposite field of what I said I'd be going in. But I know for a lot of people, life comes at you and then you have to make decisions that you may not want. And next thing you know, you're not doing what you dreamed of doing. And time passes. But I'm here to tell you that dreaming is hope. As long as you're still dreaming, there's still hope. But let's go beyond dreaming. Let's put our faith into action. You might even feel like the dreams are just way out there. You might feel like those goals is just, you just feel like you're so far behind or you've missed the age gap of what it is that you were supposed to do. But you know, you can always pursue your dreams in small steps. So don't get overwhelmed. I think people don't even start because they look at how far they have to go instead of looking at how far they've come. Let me say that again. We don't do our dreams. We don't pursue our dreams because we're so busy looking at how far we have to go versus how far we've come. Listen, maybe you want to be an artist. Maybe you want to take online classes for more schooling and maybe painting classes. Maybe you want to act. There are a lot of free classes on that. But just taking those small steps towards your dream when you can, even if it's small, you can help create your own happiness. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, you guys, thank y'all so much for checking in with me, your girl, your host, Michelle Williams. I'm really excited about today's guest. I know I say that about every guest, but the majority of my guests I've had personal relationship with, if personal or working, and I've been so excited to talk with Lori Ann Gibson. She is a Emmy-nominated creative visionary, choreographer, director, producer, entrepreneur, and she is now the author of her debut book, Dance Your Dance, 8 Steps to Unleash Your Passion and Live Your Dream. Lori Ann is currently a judge on Fox's So You Think You Can Dance and will serve as creative director and choreographer on MTV's Making the Band reboot. Please welcome to Checking In, Lori Ann Gibson. Yes, there needs to be claps and wind machines and boom cacks. Come on, boom cacks. Yes.
Wow. Thank you for having me, beautiful soul. One of my most awesome, memorable moments working with you and experiencing just how incredibly talented you are and the true creative visionary that you are. And I wanted to push you so much. Do you remember?
I do. Lori Ann is definitely a beast to work with. And I was going to ask you, is there psychology behind what you do? Because you go beyond the person's song. You get into them and maybe their headspace and pull it out of them. It's something therapeutic and spiritual.
Yes. You know, first and foremost, glory to God for the gift that he gave me. Gift of dance, but also how does my gift work? When you say I go deeper, I go into the why of a person because the intention is connected to my purpose and it always has been, even in the beginning of my career. Mm. Some of the choices I made would reflect the outcome rather than the situation early in your career. I say that to say the why is so important because the intention reflects my purpose. So that is why I work with only certain people, and it's definitely big superstars and big creative challenges that have the intention to affect people. Ooh. And I take that very seriously, and I've grown to understand that about my gift and my why, which is why I wrote the book, Dance Your Dance, is because I identified my gift with having a methodology through all the artists I worked with. And then I realized I didn't, because at first I didn't know I was going to have a book, but what God was doing as a result of the book, but why it was 8 steps, because it was inspirational, but also transformative.
Was 8 an intentional number? 8 steps versus 5 steps or 7 steps, 6 steps?
Well, because a count of 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is a phrasing in dance, like 2 to 4 in music. But at first, no, because I wanted to flush the methodology. I wanted to understand how, once you dare to dream, what were the steps that could keep you engaged? What were the steps that could keep you on the road, dancing your truth, training and sustaining, understanding that step, finding your team? Because when you get to the pinnacles, your team can define you or devour you. So as I began to really define the steps, I said, ain't that just like God, girl, to bring it back to my gift?
Yes.
And I said, it's 8 steps. This is perfect. Confirmation. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know you said you never thought that you would write a book, but obviously God surely did. You know, was that one of your light bulb moments of writing this book?
You know, as you say that, sis, I tear up because every single moment in my journey with God and with him perfecting my purpose and perfecting my gift has been light bulb moments. I feel like I am his little light bulb. I don't know that my light has ever gone out. And that is one thing I fought to keep. And so I talk about hanging onto the dream and the feeling of that dream more than the oppression of others or when they laughed at me or they tried to set me up and very early, you know, defame my character. I just kept hanging on to the feeling of the dream. It would feel like this. God said I would feel like this. right? It would feel like this. The circumstances would feel like this. So I hung on, I hung on. I didn't give into what others said I was. I didn't give into what the doors closing on me said I was. Oh, you didn't get this job, so that means you're not talented enough. Oh, they picked another choreographer. Maybe you are crazy. Oh, you're not talented enough. You really didn't do what you think you just did. All of those things, I kept hanging on to the dream. And therefore, my light bulb, you know,
Come on, let me tell you something. Lori Ann Gibson is gone stay lit.
But
exactly, it's gonna stay lit no matter what.
Yeah.
Listen, it's gonna be lit because you know, sometimes I know in my home for your light bulbs, you have a dimmer, it's still connected. Even when it's low, it's still on. It's still lit. And then when you're ready to turn it on, like you are absolutely on. I asked this of June Ambrose. I ask her all the time. Uh-huh. Her energy. I have never been around June or you.
Uh-huh.
And y'all's energy was just low. What keeps your energy? And it's natural. It's normal.
Yeah.
But is there something you're doing on a daily basis to keep your energy bubbly?
I'm living my dream. I'm in every one of these steps. And now I'm in step 8. I'm living my dream. But along the way, I was in every step. So that energy is about the passion. I talk about unleashing your passion.
Yep.
June and myself, we're in our passion. The one thing we did not question was the gift that God gave us and the passion that was associated with when we would operate in that gift. And so there is a type of energy when you're living your passion. There's a type of excitement. But again, you know, I think about this book and changing the narrative. I think about, you know, I was just that young child who really did believe God. I believe everything, but when I was a young Christian, when I was first coming up, when I wasn't saved, when all those things, I really did believe the word.
Do you think creatives today have a hard time believing more so than when you coming up or I'm coming up? Because you got to have big belief.
I think that I would challenge the belief because when you tell me lean not to your own understanding, I identified with never leaning to what I thought it was. So that I was able to hang on to the dream. When you talk about your passion, when you talk about God giving me a gift, it is already made perfect. So the situation that's telling me I'm not who I am cannot be true. So I talk about believing to a default because a lot of people will tell you one thing and then you're like, well, why are you acting like that?
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's not lining up.
So for me, I blindly hang on to the truth that's in my dream. And that dream is given to me by God. So it is him. It is how he speaks to me.
Mm.
And the power of that was made really prevalent along my entire journey.
Journey. Yeah. Yeah. And everything that you're saying, even up until now, I know you opened up in your book with Dare to Dream, right? And this turned out to be a time for a lot of people like right now that need a pivot. What do you tell people who are living in fear or stuck, who want to get to that dream, who want to be like you right now, where you say you're so happy and grateful now because you're living your passion. You're doing what you're passionate about.
I know that God gave me the book for this time, and I know that I'm happy that I understand that because I'm inspiring a different narrative.
Mm.
Every day you wake up, somebody wants you to compare themselves to their Instagram, compare themselves to their number of followers. And it's true. They want you to feel less than because you only have a certain number of followers. They want you to feel less than because your body, you're not doing this, and it's in your face. And so for me, my fight is to change a narrative so visionaries everywhere, the young visionaries, can have something to identify that says, look, I'm living my dream, but it took 8 steps, right? That's one. It's a process. So process to greatness. Process to understanding your purpose, your power, and the revelation of that gift. You know, it was everything I went through that gave me revelation so I could stand on a methodology with Dance Your Dance that will not only inspire you, but transform you.
Yeah.
So I would tell them, it is a fight. You're going to get knocked down. I got knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
I got back up. I was curled up in the corner, praying for God to remind me of the dream when I got in the fight. I was curled up in a corner when I had to walk away from Gaga, and everyone was laughing at me like it was over when I built it. I was in a corner when I
finished. Wow.
No one wanting to work with me because they thought I was crazy and I didn't have a check. So it is going to be a fight. And I wrote the book because don't be afraid of the fight.
Even when all this stuff happened, you have a chapter in your book that says stay in your yes.
My favorite chapter.
You stayed in your yes, even when all this stuff was happening, even after you made it and even after you're passionate. But stay in your yes was about, you know, not being the cool kid growing up. There are so many creatives who were not the cool kid. I'm one of them. No one was asking you out to go to dances. The people weren't trying to hang out with you, but you're set apart and you're different. But you stayed in your yes even before your passion. How do you know, and what do you say to people wanting to learn that skill of staying in their yes? It's a skill.
It is. And I would tell them to buy the book because it is important to identify with some of the situations I went through.
It's
not autobiographical, but there are some circumstances that I share. So you can see how I stayed in my yes and overcame the insecurity, overcame what was trying to attach itself to me, in order to affect how powerful my gift was.
Mm-hmm.
Staying in your yes is being on Making the Band, Puff Daddy yelling at you live on TV, you walking off, literally everybody shutting their phone off. An entire network is not responding to you. You're a little girl. You have a lump in your throat bigger than the Mount Everest. You want to cry. You don't even understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
Right? But do you allow it to break you? No. My yes says, I'm that little girl with that dream to dance on a big stage. I want to create number one artist. I want a big world stages. I want to make the world dance. I want to make the world dance. That's my yes. Stay in my yes. Lorianne, you got fire to make the band. Ha! Stay in my yes. Stay in my yes. That's not my last opportunity, right?
That title alone is a song, a segment, a show. Stay in your yes. Stay in the why. Remember your why.
Stay in it. Okay, so I had a bad day. I don't feel pretty. You know what I mean? No, no. Stay in your yes. Get up. Wash your hair. Go work out. Find some jeans that fit you, not anybody else. Dance your dance. You know, I go back to sharing a different narrative. Dance your dance, you know, looking at you, Michelle, having this show, giving me the opportunity. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You sing down. You are an icon right where you are. Stay in your yes. Let's learn how to celebrate their truth in the magical beings we're around rather than I need you to serve me because I'm intimidated by it.
Ooh.
Not called to it. Because if I'm called to it, I'm going to serve it.
Come on. That's it. That's
but
right.
But I'm intimidated by it, so I'm going to oppress it. That is warfare.
Mm-hmm.
No other conversation. And it's okay because we've already won, right? Okay. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, then you will feel something in your heart, an unction to search out the reason why I'm confident, you know? The reason why I'm so blessed to have the perseverance and the strength to hold on to my gift, because it is given to me by God. And there is a purpose that only He can unfold. And that's why I talk about this being a handbook to never giving up, a roadmap.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hyped. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
And it's so good that you guys, y'all have to get this book, Dance Your Dance, 8 Steps to Unleash Your Passion and Live Your Dream. Lorianne Gibson is a master at what she does, and she's given you the tools and 8 steps. Now, Lorianne, you have developed some of the biggest stars. Mm-hmm. You have given the blueprint, the swag. I want to know how Diddy does that Diddy bop or dance that he always does. But you share a lot of encounters in your book, some that you shared just now, you know, as far as, listen, please forgive me, Puffy, P. Diddy, Diddy, love. I love you. I'm not being disrespectful by not calling him what he wants to be called as of now. But when we grew up, it was Puffy. Then it turned to P. Diddy. But you have created and worked with Jennifer Lopez, Missy Elliott, Nicki Minaj. Which star surprised you the most?
Honestly, I have such an incredible relationship with the collaboration of the artists that I've worked for, because they understand my why. They understand the intention of what I was called to do for them. So I have a very special bond when it comes to my clients.
Yeah.
Personally and professionally, I protect everyone's process. Everyone's process is different. They've all surprised me at different moments, because it's very difficult for me. The world gets to meet them after we have gone through the most realest time.
Crazy. Yeah.
And people think it's easy for them to sustain the call on their life and what they're carrying. And not everyone can do it. So I cover that time. That's the most important time to me. So when no one else is believing and no one else is clapping, boom, Cat is holding all of that. That's the best time between me and my artist. I am war in it like never before, you mm-hmm. know? And so they all have different times where they're great. We did it. That's it. or they all have different jobs where you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Nikki, oh my God, there's someone in that. I talk about step six, find your team, because I fought a lot of teams to stay authentic to my clients. And it's probably one of the big things that have ever always get in the way is that people don't understand my fight for my client. It's like, I fight, I'm not fighting for me. I don't care about me. I'm fighting for their truth and their authenticity. So everybody has different moments. Every single person, and they're magical.
Was there anyone that taught you something? You were coming in as the teacher and the master. Was there anyone that you were like, wait a minute, I'm the teacher now. How are you going to teach me a life moment? Because I think what happens is too, we do get attached to our creatives, our creative directors and choreographers, especially when they begin to tap in something of a heart issue to your client. And before you know it, you become our therapist, you know, a mother, a sister.
Yeah, it's part of the journey because creative is birthing something spiritual and something natural. So when you try to detach yourself from the process of producing something that isn't out, you're crazy to think it's not like birthing, birthing a dream. Mm-hmm. So we take on all those energies and all those roles as God uses us to be the bridge to the manifestation of it, right? But have I learned anything? I honestly think, Michelle, now they are holding me with this book. Alicia, Puffy, Brandy, Missy, you know, mentioning my name on MTV. Now, everyone has different seasons, but to see my loves come through for me now.
Yeah.
Own what I do now so that we can create an inspiring narrative for what's coming and even inspire the business now to level up again in Black music and music period is awesome. Mm-hmm. So now maybe now, but honey, when we were in it and when we're in it and when we're back at that eight count, no, mother reigns supreme.
Yes. What I love about you is that you are such a proactive and dynamic woman, and I can't imagine you waiting on anything to happen for you. So what are some of the personal habits that you have adopted as it relates to any stress or anxiety? What do you do to reduce that?
I think that it's probably hard to understand, but I practice patience, perseverance, and staying in my yes. I practice what I'm preaching. I practice walking in my steps. I practice dancing my steps. I wake up and I feel like, oh my God, I'm not doing this because that other person's doing that. No. Train and sustain. What can you do to prepare for the next opportunity? I don't feel like stay in your yes. What's your yes? Okay, my dream feels like this. This is my yes. So that other narrative is not lining up with my dream, which is not lining up with your truth, which is not lining up with what God gave you. Mm-hmm. We have to inspire everyone to change their narrative. When you feel anxiety, read something that can remind you who you are, which will bottom you out. I talk about it before my artist goes on stage. Listen to your voice, feel the spirit, let the body align, bottom it out so you can be fully committed to the moment. And there is purpose in the moment.
Yes.
Anxiety is about you feeling some way about something that hasn't happened. I mean, that's already happened. In this moment, we're made perfect. This moment is the beginning of every other moment. So in this moment, I'm talking to Michelle Williams, and this is amazing.
This, I'm sitting here like, I feel like I'm in school, and I need to gain control of myself because you're beautiful, and this book and the steps. Thank you for writing this. Thank you for doing this and sharing. This is a moment of purpose. No one likes labels as far as pastoral or minister, but it is ministry in a way. It is purpose, whatever we want to call it, you know, you affect so many lives. And a lot of people that I've named would not be where they are if it wasn't for you for saying yes and staying in it.
Jesus.
That's it. You know, I'm sure, you know, there are moments where creatives can get disrespectful, but you still stayed in your yes. You still serve them.
Yeah.
Still serve them.
I think that, and again, I'll go back to when you asked me what have some of them taught me. The situations have taught me who I am as a result of the humility I've had to have or when just that. It wasn't nice, but I was able to question, do I want that, Lord? Do I want what they have, Lord? Is it? And he said, no. I don't have an appetite for something in somebody else. It's just not in me. And I was, but I just don't, I have the only appetite for what God has placed in me, for my dream. So when I war and when I fight, it's for that person. And there were times where people would try to rearrange a narrative or be like, she's a diva, but they wanted to gain control in that person's life. I was just what was in the way because I was warned for what was authentic.
Yeah.
Young, so you don't know that. So what I did learn from some of my clients in the situations in the management, humility, yes, timing, how to fight being still, how to fight by walking away.
Now that's good. How to fight by walking away.
Step five, dance your truth. And if that means I can't give you my gift based on this manipulation, I have to walk away.
Walk away.
Dancing my truth on the way out.
Ooh.
But perfecting my purpose as I move on. Yeah, it's hard, you know? And that is why once you work the steps, once you trust what God has given you, you get confident. He doesn't have you go through these things and you not come out transformed.
That's so good.
Or built to carry the capacity of your purpose. That's why I talk about train and sustain. Some people have to train for a long time in order to sustain the purpose and what that will be when you get there.
And I think when you talk about training, I go back to the training that you had at Alvin Ailey. I think people might think they've just seen you on Making the Band or even for a lot of artists, but you are classically trained.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, people. Some people just naturally can dance, but do you feel like we should get some training, a foundation before we just get out there?
I think with every dream, there is a process of training because that will sustain you through the no's, through the obstacles, through the seasons. I trained because I wanted to be the best dancer I could be. I wanted to have the information of what would sustain me as a visionary, as a choreographer. I'm not just a choreographer that's trendy. I can kill the trend, whatever. But what I do is I've designed movement that is specifically belongs to that artist. And I do that by understanding how they breathe on a record, where they actually move, when the diaphragm can produce, sustain the movement. So I'm not going to be like, let me put the same 8 count on you that I put on the girl last week. That's why my method, it's completely different for me, which is why it's a little painful at first and you either love it or you don't understand it. But there was no one to ever move like Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, Puff Daddy, like Missy Elliott. They've sustained their own identity because I didn't put movement on them. I pulled it out of them. Because once you start moving and singing, I think it should be like a orchestra. It shouldn't be you trying to sing over top of a movement that doesn't let your spirit feel something.
Yes. I wanted to know your process. And like you said, you know, you're watching a breath, how they take their breaths or something as it relates to their diaphragm. And a lot of people, you can't actually see the person's diaphragm. But I think for you, you know what to look for in their body and their body move. You've been doing this for so long. You know.
Wow.
How they react. And I also know when their spirit's going to come in, and I know how to sustain that space for them. Yeah.
This is good to me. I want to go to dance class now.
It's right there. You're getting it. Dance your dance and no one else's. And sometimes you don't get to fulfill that dance because people are operating from a place of what can I do for myself as a result of the connection versus what am I here to do for you? And you talk about training, but that is why I say Debbie Allen, the Nicholas Brothers, Catherine Dunham, Josephine Baker, Alvin Ailey, thank you. I am the algorithm of all of that greatness that danced their dance for me. Debbie Allen, I mean, what? So yes, I'm proud to say, even my hip hop dancers, and if you have a natural gift, I tell all parents to seek out training and if not mentorship. A lot of my choreographers that mentored under me, Luther, Chris, a lot of them get their training from my training.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to access those type of collaborations that help a hip hop dancer, a street dancer, stretch their gift.
Yeah, that's so good.
Stretch your why and how you enter the zone of creativity. That's sometimes more about the training to understand so you can constantly keep doing it, you know?
You definitely named some legends, some greats who've come before you. And I want to ask you a little bit when you talk about how you have the humility. Have you ever had to pull some creatives to the side, choreographer wise, and be like, yo, get some humility, some training and humility, the foundation. And it's okay to study the greats. But that humility thing.
I don't know that I've communicated it like that, Michelle, because I don't know that that is my job. Yeah, I have only known that what would sustain my purpose, and that now more than ever, I'm excited about all of the work that I'm doing and about to do and at the level that I'm about to do it. So I really feel inspired that I can lead by example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that if you really look back on my work, you will see just how timeless it is and how sustainable it is. But I can't just choose to work with anybody, right? Because intention is purpose when you are living your dream, when you're in step eight. So I'm excited about some really incredible new artists that are birthed for this season, for this change, for this take back to a real process. Real artistry. Mm-hmm. We're coming out of COVID. We're coming out of a pandemic. Now more than ever, you're going to have to know how to perform, how to create an experience, how to stand in your why and stay in your yes, because now people will buy one ticket that's going to cost more money, and you better make sure you have an experience.
You better make sure
you body the idea of being a true artist.
I was wondering about that because there are so many artists and creatives that are planning for that day when we can get in arenas again and festivals again. And I'm like, I feel like it's going to be an incredible time in the arts again. Right. But I'm sure you, Laureate, you're going to be overwhelmed. And because everybody's going to be wanting to tour and do a special, which is good. Come on in.
Because you're right. The level of who you are, right where you are, and the narrative that that's enough will unleash not only your passion, but the performance of a lifetime. Because you're not in anyone else's dance. You're in your dance. And when you're connected to the power of the dream, the way you're supposed to dance, you unleash the power of your gift. And when people experience that, Michelle, when they experience you, the you curled up in a corner, the you in the bathroom crying, the you in your why, they're affected.
Yeah.
And this is why not everybody can really be a superstar. It's not like, I know Instagram got people thinking they're stars. Celebrity doesn't mean you're talented.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You got to come with something that's going to touch people, because people, consumers, they are so much smarter in differentiating the authentic from the counterfeit.
We want to feel, because if we keep listening to people telling us how to feel, we're going to be a version of ourselves. That is why you have to dance your
dance,
and nobody.
When I tell you, I know you posted something the other day. I think it was Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh yeah,
and you were like, "Dance your dance, baby, dance your dance."
I sent him a book. He's my friend, and we talk.
Awesome, yeah, awesome,
exactly.
And one thing, Laurianne, there are moments where you just put your phone up, you know, and you just dance.
Yes.
And it's so encouraging because you've been dancing your dance, right? Mm. So now we've got it in book form of what's been on your heart and what is been in your spirit. We're going to have it not only through your movement, but in your words.
Right.
This is a state of pivoting, a pivoting time in our country. Right? That's the main. And a pivotal time as it relates to the arts. Broadway is affected. The music industry is affected. Record labels are affected, and artists have been affected. But we are in a pivotal time in our country as far as women of color.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you, as a dynamic woman, like I said, a proactive woman, what words of inspiration for our listeners? Let me tell you, she's giving you lots of words of inspiration in her book. But if there's anything you might have forgot to add, a word of inspiration to the listeners out there about going out there and getting it, getting their dream.
I'm going to tell you that I've probably heard so many no's. And I know people say it, but sometimes people say it casually.
Mm.
I'm saying it from a place so deep in my soul when I tell you I have heard some no's.
Mm-hmm.
And those no's were because my yes is so big.
Wow.
And so I have that yes to tell everyone that there is validation in your dream, in your first dream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the power of the feeling of your dream, in you trusting that dream.
Yeah.
When no one's looking, write it down. What is that? What do you wake up hoping happens? What do you want to feel? What do you want to do? Where do you get lost? When I walk in a room and I choreograph an artist, I get lost. I don't think about my
friends. Yes.
I don't think about my phone. I don't think about nothing. I think about, oh my God, who Puff Daddy, right? And I get laughed at, but you know what? That's part of the journey. And so I want everyone to be inspired by the fact that this is a new day.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2021, and it's a new day for a very good reason. Because the new day says that you can dance your dance. The new opportunity that God has given us is to trust him, not man, is to know that he's present, more powerful than ever, more present than ever, and to tap into the things that he has used people like myself to be a testimony to. Sometimes it's about him using someone to give you the evidence of the power that is in you. It's like me dancing my dance. Sometimes it's like David fighting Goliath. His loincloth fell off. My loincloth falls off every morning. Not literally, but yes, I'm dancing my dance. So I just think it's hard for me to say one thing, but I will say this, that there is only one you, and it is authentically the way to your dream. Dance your dance. And if I talk about the flags, if something comes your way and it doesn't line up with the feeling or the vision of the dream, you must stay in your yes and go another route.
Yeah.
A lot of people are in situations, Michelle, that they don't even need to be in because they're not staying in their yes. So when you don't stay in your yes, I don't know how you expect your dream to take flight. You're working with somebody you're not supposed to be working with. You're working with someone because they say they're great. They know what they're doing. No. If God gives you someone who's never done it before but has the passion on their heart and trust, he's going to provide. So you've got to stay in your yes. You already know what keeps you in your yes. It's a feeling. It's a feeling when you you shouldn't be here.
And I feel like when you don't stay in your yes, you betray yourself.
That's right. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you could not get there.
Listen, let me tell you something. The difference between Lorianne and a lot of other people is the audacity that she has to dance her dance, the audacity to live in her freedom, the courage and bravery. When you said, people laugh at me. I don't know if it's laughing at you or the shock of your audacity.
It might be both. It's probably both. But again, now it makes me laugh because I sometimes look at that little girl and I'm like, God, really? And then he says, yes, but look at you now. And look, I always listen to this song by Donnie McClurkin. Who would have thought I would know you this
way? Oh, yes.
And
I got to know you.
That is my song. And sometimes I'm by myself and I go, who would have thought I would know you this way, right? So I cry for that little girl, but then I knew that he knew. Because he put that purpose in me that I could sustain. I could be trusted with the mission. I was obedient because I held on to him, nobody else. And so my appetite is, I'm hungry for my dream. I'm hungry for the righteousness of God. I'm not hungry for the man's version of me.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It hurts in the moment because I might be in the flesh, but it hurts because I'm really not worried about me. It just hurts because I'm like, something's not lining up.
Yeah.
Right. But I never looked for the answers a lot, Michelle. I just looked for staying in my yes. And that's just about having faith and trusting God and being obedient to the yes. Because sometimes the yes, you don't want to stay in your yes. You want to go to the club. You want everyone to like you. You wanted to get that job.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, I know I have, you know, when you don't want to stay in your yes, you look more crazy when you get out of your yes.
That's what I'm saying. You're like,
you look out of place out of your yes when you don't stay in your yes. Something is missing. Something is wrong. And guys, I encourage you guys to let dance your dance. 8 steps to unleash your passion and live your dream. I encourage you to let that book revive and heal that little boy in you and that little girl in you. You are such an inspiration, and I'm so glad you've written this book. I can't wait for the workbook to come out, the virtual classes of Dance Your Dance. This is a whole franchise something of Dance Your Dance. It's just the beginning. You know, when people say, you know, you haven't seen anything yet, I hope you really believe that. You've worked with some of the biggest names in music. It doesn't stop there.
And I think including yourself, I think the best thing about my seat is that there's some of the most amazing people. And sometimes it's hard for me to just talk about the work because it's really the process where I love you, where I love my artist, you know? There's no ego in what happens, you know? And I think I've worked with some of the best artists, but I've worked with some of the greatest people who have the greatest gifts.
That's good.
God has given.
People with the greatest gifts. Because artists are people.
Yeah.
Creative. Yeah.
And their gifts are so great. And that's what moves me, you know? And so connecting with some of the greatest gifts has truly been a blessing.
Well, it has truly been a blessing connecting with you and your gift today. You are so inspiring. Your smile is infectious. Your energy is infectious. I'm just finna get up and just start moving in this. I don't even care how I look.
No, the funny thing is, I'm so glad you said that because I was just sitting here thinking, my God, she's glowing. You're literally glowing.
It's been doing the work and I'm going to stay in my yes. Lorianne, I'm so more sure of my purpose and my assignment more than ever before. And I will not be moved. That's it. And it's the audacity to do that and to stay in our yes. You guys, please, I encourage you, one of the greatest teachers, educators, artists, movers, choreographers, creative directors ever in our lifetime is giving you the tools in her book, Dance Your Dance. Lorianne, thank you so much for checking in.
I love you.
I love you more. We'll see you soon. You guys, I'm still kind of mastering my skills of doing a podcast. I'm still mastering skills of interviewing. Then there are sometimes you just want to let a situation breathe. You just want a person to talk because it's not often that you can get someone like Lorianne to just share and share her tools and share nuggets. And her book, Dance Your Dance, gives us everything we need to pursuing your dreams. And if there's anybody out there that feels stuck or fearful, I want you to be like Lorianne, because like I said earlier to her, she has the audacity to be herself. And can we get to that place where we don't care how someone thinks that we move? Like even me, I get to a place where people might make fun of how I dance. And it's like, you know what? I'm not even going to care anymore. If it ever comes an opportunity where I have to perform and do an 8 count, I'm going to be me and dance my dance. I'm going to dance my dance even outside of the art. You dance your dance. I don't care if you're a baker. I don't care if you are a teacher or you're working in the medical field. You dance your dance right there in your job, because this book can go beyond just someone who is in the art, but you can pursue your dreams, whatever industry it is that you want to be in. So I just thank y'all so much. You guys, I don't take your listening to my podcast for granted at all. Please continue following and sharing my podcast with others that you feel they need to come on in and check in with me. I just thank you for the love. So continue to dance your dance. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.